All right. I have to admit it. I've been listening to a lot of stuff, and I can't exactly remember who did the video that I'm about to respond to. But let's consider two people. They both work, and they both have an annual income of $30K. However, one of them has spent $5K more by the end of the year. How is this possible? It's because they're dating, and the boyfriend, spending $100 a week on his girlfriend, has essentially subsidized her lifestyle. Now, $100 a week isn't hard to spend, as you know, on a girlfriend. Now, ask yourself, if feminism says that men and women are equal, then why does this man do this? This is the core of more and more men's contention that doing this is bullshit. Of course, women will tell you that that's the way it's done, no finance, no romance, or simply, as usual, man up, which, if you don't know, is a code for you're not supposed to do what you want as a man, you're supposed to do what I want as a woman, or as a government, or as an army, or as a job. You're not supposed to do whatever the fuck you, and only you, want. This is why a lot of societies are so afraid of young men. They haven't roped them into anything yet. Oh my God, he's out of high school, he doesn't have a job, he's not in school, he could wind up drinking, smoking, fucking, playing Xbox, smoking dope, going to the library, jerking off, who the fuck knows? All they know is they're afraid of it. Consider the following. If you get divorced, and your wife gets the house, and the kids, and you're paying child support and alimony to your ex who's working, you're supporting your children because they have no means of income. But oddly, you're still subsidizing someone who has an income. Are you starting to see the picture? Women aren't stupid. They want to keep dating for fun or find a boyfriend because they want you to subsidize their lifestyle. All of this bullshit baffle-gab mentioned before about that's the way it's done, it's a smokescreen. That's why they resist the idea of splitting the bill, or a boyfriend and girlfriend who don't live together, where the man is expected to pay. They're trying to extend the value of their money. And an extreme example of this, actually, I don't know if it's that extreme, if you have a roommate, you expect to split the rent with the roommate. But some men have experienced where their girlfriends that they live with have said to them, you should pay more of the rent because you make more money. See? In the above 30K example, if you spend $100 a week, do you know what you've given her? And remember that she works. A 15% increase in the spending power of her own money. This is why those of you who buy women drinks, etc., are dopes. It's not about getting the drink from you and necessarily getting you to spend your money. It's all about keeping the money in her purse. And remember, these are working women. Now, this is a point I want to touch on. In the last, few years, I've heard all of these older women say how great young guys are, and they're great in the sack, and etc., etc. And of course they are, because they're young men. But the other side of that is, and put your thinking cap on, that's right, she knows that the young man is more likely to pay to fuck this older woman. And the irony is, she wants your young dick And you're too fucking stupid to give it to her for free. Instead, you have to pay her to give her what she wants. Fucking amazing. Now, finally, there was a study done that said that as men get older, they get happier and women get unhappier. And this tends to peak or start at 48. I can't fucking remember. Now, why is that? Older men recognize the game for what it is. They're older. They don't want to fuck as much. They aren't dating as much. So they're not paying as much out to women. So basically, that's part of the reason they're getting happier. Now, on the other hand, if that 48-year-old woman has been seeing her subsidies drop by 2% a year from the time she's 20 until she's 48, that's a 56% drop. And she's realizing that, holy fuck, she hasn't managed her own money because she's been grifting off of other people's money. And, well, she's going to be pretty angry that she's been using her pussy her whole life to get what she wants. And now she's at the pet store getting a cat.